But 3 days and 200,000 miles into the flight, Mission Control did miss the significance of a cryptic message from the astronauts.
Do you have any idea where the employee is with respect to us?
Semi.
The crew required information on the current position of the S-4B, the final stage of the rocket which had been jettisoned away 2 days earlier. This short message hid an extraordinary turn of events. Apollo 11 wasn't alone in space.
There was something out there that was close enough to be observed, and what could it be?
Traveling alongside Apollo 11 was a mysterious object, like this one filmed on a later mission. If the object wasn't part of Apollo's rocket, it could be only one thing. A UFO.
Mike decided he thought he could see it in the telescope, and he was able to do that, and when it was in one position, that it had a series of ellipses. But when you made it real sharp, it was sort of L-shaped. That didn't tell us very much.
NASA knew very little about the object reported by the Apollo 11 crew. It was obviously an unidentified flying object, but such objects were not uncommon. And the history of even Earth orbit space flights, going back over the previous years, indicated that several crews saw objects.
Despite having a clear view of the UFO, the crew were wary of reporting it to Mission Control.
Now, obviously, the three of us were not going to blurt out, "Hey, Houston, we got something moving alongside of us, and we don't know what it is. You know, can you tell us what it is?" We weren't about to do that, because we know that those transmissions would be heard by all sorts of people, and who knows what somebody would have demanded that we turn back because of aliens or whatever the reason is. So we didn't do that, but we did decide we just cautiously ask Houston how far away was the S-4B.
Unaware of the drama unfolding in space, Mission Control radioed the position back to Apollo 11.
Apollo 11, Houston, the S-4B is about 6,000 nautical miles from you now, over.
And a few moments later, they came back and said something like it was 6,000 miles away because of the maneuver. So we really didn't think we were looking at something that far away. So we decided that after a while of watching it, it was time to go to sleep and not to talk about it anymore until we came back in debriefing.
To this day, whatever it was the crew saw has never been positively identified or officially acknowledged.
The possibility that you might encounter aliens in space has to be considered in a very sensible and positive and realistic way. There were a lot of people within the program who went off later and became convinced that UFOs existed. And that led to some concern on NASA's part, where they got the agreement of the crew never to publicly talk about these things for fear of ridicule.
I have been always interested in extraterrestrial life, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I had heard that someone was saying that you had seen a UFO. NASA said, "Don't say anything about it, and we might as well get it from the horse's mouth." Buzz, did you see anything unusual up there?
Well, you know, a guy by the name of Charles Berlitz wrote something about the Roswell incident, and to establish his credibility, he had a little table in the front of his book which attempted to take advantage of alleged observations of people, of unusual sightings. And he specifically referred to Anglia TV's reported this, that had been cited by somebody else, that Neil and I saw some green things, green creatures. Well, this kind of spoiled my credibility and a lot of other people. So I decided to take him to court and sue him because he was repeating phrases that were inaccurate. He's not done the right kind of, well, we won the suit. And I, you know, hopefully it would cause a few people to be a little bit more careful in how they try and treat trusted servants of our government and of our people to tell the truth. I just feel that it's a little irresponsible of people to, especially after so many years, to bring up subjects that that have been explained rather thoroughly, especially in our case in debriefings.
People with their habitation, we can keep track. If there's something very important to be developed from the moon, I'm not sure what it is right now, and I sure think we should identify what it is for America to make such gross expenditures again for human habitation on the moon. We can help. We can join with. Together, we can explore the moon and develop the moon. We should go boldly where man has not gone before. Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? Who put that there? Well, the universe put it there. If you choose, God put it there.